This week, we're in Adamsville, Tennessee, former home of famous lawman Buford Pusser. The sheriff from Walking Tall was known for carrying a stick instead of a weapon. You can hear his fascinating story here and his full story on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com. Today's feature, after this.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
When Buford Pusser ran for sheriff in 1964, he had an unusual platform.
Buford actually campaigned to not carry a gun, so if he ever needed anything, he would go into the woods and just grab anything he could find. So that's where the big stick story originated.
Julia Stevens oversees the Pusser Museum, where you can see some of the sticks he carried.
Buford's very first year as sheriff, he took down 147 stills, so that was huge.
Profits from moonshining were funneled to a gang run by Louise Hathcock at the nearby state line. Matters came to a head when the sheriff's office received a call for assistance at Hathcock's Shamrock Inn.
His deputy, Petey Plunk, said, "You better take a gun on this one," and so Buford did. And when he got down there, Louise Hathcock, she was really drunk that night and really angry, and she shot Buford 3 times, and Buford got out his gun and shot her 3 times and killed her in self-defense.
Illegal operations at the Shamrock began to wither away, thanks to Pusser. But there were plenty of other people who wanted to see the sheriff dead, too.
August 12, 1967, Buford and Pauline, they received a phone call about 4 o'clock in the morning, and what they thought was a distress call was actually an ambush. She was shot multiple times and killed. He was shot as well, knocking his entire jaw off of his face.
It took Pusser 16 surgeries and 3 years to recover. He could not eat solid food during that time. Many people were anxious for Pusser to run for governor, but others were out to kill him. You can hear more on the scenic route at AmericanCountryside.com and the final chapter next time as we travel the countryside in Adamsville, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCrae.